Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition or weekly show of the Triple Clowns. That's right. It's me, the OG Randall Johnson, alongside the beautiful Sarah Marie, Mrs. Big News, and Tom from Tom and Tom Racing. That's him over there. And we're going to bring you the news. We're going to recap some races. We're going to go through Hot Jockey of the Week. And we're also going to do something we did. We went out there and found what people had to say. They're a little bit in the we call this segment Spring Cleaning, what we're going to get rid of. We'll talk about that, too. So let's get right into it, guys.
Yeah.
Horse racing news. This is big news. Let's go.
All right. Let's talk about Churchill Downs. On August 13th, they will be hosting Arlington Million Day. Yes, they are bringing back Arlington Million Day at Churchill to be running the Beverly B Stakes and the Arlington Million. They are going to host 9 of the Arlington Stakes races that were run there throughout their meet, but they are continuing on with the Arlington Million. So,
oh no, you didn't. Woo-hoo. That is, I don't know. I think they thought this was in good taste, and I think they were wrong.
It's ballsy.
Slap in the face. Name it the New Arlington. I don't know. I'm sure there's people in Illinois that have been there every year that are probably not going to watch your track that day. If they still watch you now because they're angry. Ooh. I get their method. I get what they're trying to do. I just think if I was in that meeting, I'd be like, whoa, 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 whoa. Don't do that. I mean, if you made it the Arlington Memorial Stakes,
exactly.
That might work.
That's exactly right.
The Arlington Million.
Well, needless to say, when this was announced, it got the same reaction. There was not a lot of good positivity gained by this announcement.
No.
I'm marketing Churchill. I wonder what that board meeting's like.
Well, it's what it is, like what we've talked about on How to Fix Horse Racing, Randy. It's the white hairs. Oh, what do you think? What could work? Oh, everybody will like this. We'll just move it here.
It could be the young girls they might have hired too, and guys that are like,
that's right,
I have an idea. And the guy's like, yeah, that's good. That's great.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, that. Ooh, oh, yes.
Yeah, exactly. So it could be anybody.
I think that would be a fitting tip of the cap. The Arlington Memorial.
But, right. I mean, I don't know if that
made sense or something.
Does that dummy down actual memorials? Like, is it?
Well, you think
is it, like, disrespectful?
Or why don't they just?
I don't think so.
Why would they not rebrand it? I mean, Churchill already killed Arlington. Why don't you rebrand a race then?
Yeah, because don't go Arlington. I mean, that's fine if you want the Arlington Million, but you're not Arlington. I mean,
it's a kick in the balls. Quite honestly, and for once, Horse Racing Twitter was spot on. I didn't see anybody out there defending this.
No, no one was like, oh, that's awesome. Thanks. No, like, we got it, Churchill. You killed Arlington.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's what it is.
Yeah, why don't you put it, ooh, name, yeah, it like the Chicago Bears, the Chicago Bears race while you're at it.
Yeah, right.
I know.
Kind of a tribute race for the Bears. Hope they enjoy Arlington. It is just crazy. Well, nice try, Churchill. Missed the mark yet again.
Hey, they're perfect. Scores.
That is true. That is true. They're doing a good job at that.
Yeah, that's just weird that got out the door. I mean, just ask a couple people and they're going to go, no, 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 no.
Yeah.
I guess they don't need to, right? They don't need to ask anybody.
I need to.
But let's talk about, of course, our dear friend Bob Baffert, who put in a bid to have a stay of his suspension, and it was announced today that it was denied. So he's going to issue an appeal, which has to happen by April 4th, has to be reviewed, because by April 4th, if the suspension does go through, then most states will reciprocate the suspension, which means here in California, he will have to remove his signage. He will have to remove everything from his barns, and his horses are not allowed to even be trained by anyone associated with Bob Baffert. So like his attorney said, if this goes through, this is a career ender.
That's true.
See if it goes through. I won't believe it until it happens. It's been so long. Who knows? We'll see.
We'll see. Yeah. Especially because there's still no movement with his Derby contenders so far. So we will see. And we'll see how California really reacts to the whole Bob Baffert part, because they've always been wanting to jump on the bandwagon.
This is such a weird one. And one of those, like, I agree with Randy. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, it's
sure.
You want them to do the right thing with anything. And I'm just thinking most of the time the right thing doesn't happen. Sure. It is influenced by something else.
It's back to horses. They're used to, it's not only Bob, but it's Bob's assistants that these horses can't work with. And so what's going to happen with these horses, or where are they going to get shuffled? What's going to happen with their careers? It's got to be confusing. I mean, they're just animals. They don't know what the hell's going on.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I mean, couldn't you just go out and, like, I don't know, work something out to, like, hire somebody's assistant?
Yeah.
For the time being? And, like,
yeah, I mean, he's Bob Baffert. He's probably got a crap ton of assistants that can.
Well, then, no, he can't be if he's got an assistant, because they can't be associated.
Correct. Correct.
It's somebody else's assistant, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think they'll figure it out. But that is a career ender. And if it is, like I said, if it's what it is, it's what it is. But I hope the media and the white hairs and people in general don't influence their decision. I hope it's a fair decision.
That's all we can hope for.
Yeah.
That's it. We'll see. Well, we'll see. Because April 4th is going to come fast.
Yeah. Week and a half.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's go. We had two graded stakes races this weekend. It's a pretty quiet weekend. But we have the two graded stakes at Oaklawn. Race 7 was the Grade 3 Whitmore Stakes, which is pretty cool to watch Whitmore lead out the post parade. And of course, this is the first year they renamed this stakes race for him. So in that race, we had Bob's Edge over Two Lane Tryst and Greeley and Ben.
Oka is three deep in third. Royal Daher just inside of him. Heart Rhythm threatens to run a good one. Bob's Edge still has six lengths to make up. Hollis to the final furlong. He leads by a length over Greeley and Ben in second. Bob's Edge is flying in the center of the racetrack, but he's still 2.5 from the front, but he does have momentum. Hollis has the lead. Here's Bob's Edge trying to go last to first, and look at him blow by! Bob's Edge, Two Lane Tryst, Bob's Edge. Wow!
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what makes you more exciting watching these races is Vic, like Vic's call of the race, or both of these stakes races, honestly, were incredibly unbelievable this weekend.
Yeah, that was good. And I think the sevens closing with them, Tulane horse.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
closed together from the back. Like that
That's
was
right.
You
yeah.
But if it wasn't for yep. Bob Edge, you would have been like, that other horse was flying. They both were.
Well, and it's, I love coming off the pace. Who doesn't love a closer? As we always like to say, every
furlongs too.
Yeah, which you don't see too often. And I was happy to see that horse, Greeley and Ben, is one of the more overrated horses. I forget the trainer's name, but regardless, he's an overrated horse. He got bet down, and I think a lot of people are jumping on that bandwagon. So I was very happy with that outcome.
Yeah. Yeah, that was an exciting race. Let's go to race 9, which was the Grade 3 Essex Stakes, where we watched the old man, 9 years old, Rated R Superstar, cross the wire first over Claimsman and Beau Luminaire.
Momentum, he's got a shot. Hanalei's Houdini, Popular Kid, Plainsman strikes the front. It is Plainsman just in front of Thomas Shelby. Rated R Superstar and Warriors Charge. Beau Luminaire, Thomas Shelby counterpunching. Here's the old man, Rated R Superstar in the center. Plainsman is still there. These three, Rated R Superstar, Beau Luminaire up into third. Rated R Superstar, Rated R Superstar.
Can't learn that in a couple of years, can you?
No. And once again, Vic with the perfect cadence. The perfect cadence.
And you know what's funny about that? When you see Radar Superstar, who I was big on last time he ran, I was all over that horse, and everybody said he was too old, but that horse has been around, but his head was almost up. Like,
yeah.
He was running home, which is weird. Yeah. He's like climbing the ladder in the lead. I was like, but he just was like, come get me, young boys. Come get me.
And how disappointing, once again, is Thomas Shelby. That's just a horse that everybody really, I know I was a big fan, and that horse can never seem to get the job done when it counts.
I know.
He really can't. Runs hard, runs well, just not a winner right now. Maybe a tiny step back. Maybe it's a confidence thing.
Could very well be.
Yeah, take a step back, win a couple races there, or you belong back a couple steps.
Yeah, that's true. You know, maybe I'll see him at Delaware.
Just that far, you know, removed from being whatever can be. That's the difference between a stakes horse, you know, a black type and a grader. You know, I mean, you know, go down the ladder.
Mm-hmm. That was it for our news and our race recap.
All right.
Cool.
So I guess that means, Tom, well, I guess that means Hot Jockey of the Week.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Welcome to another great segment of Hot Jockey of the Week, sponsored by our friends at Fantac. That is www.fan-tac.com, fantac.com, where you can get all your great jockey gear and also really cool Triple Clowns gear. Wife was sporting her hoodie over the weekend, looking pretty sharp. But man, we had a lot of great races. We had a lot of good jockeys this week. One jockey took my eye, and our board, I passed with our board. He won three times this week, including an impressive feat in the Harrison Johnson Memorial Stakes down at Laurel, where he guided an 18-1 shot, which yours truly may have placed a wager on, guided him to pile him to victory. Don't Mess With Me is the horse's name, and our hot jockey of the week is Abner Adorno, who I've seen race up here at Parks, at Delaware, big on the Mid-Atlantic circuit. The ride in the Harrison Johnson was amazing. He had a great week, and congratulations, Abner. Keep on going. If anybody's out there, just it's a great follow on Twitter. Really good guy, and was racing at Parks today. We'll be racing at Parks all week. So, Abner, congratulations, my man.
Yes, all right. Huge congratulations. Abner. On fire.
All right. Yeah. Nice job. I mean, I'm sure, you know, those stakes races aren't too easy to come by. So, enjoy it. Sounds like you're hot right now. Ride the wave. Do what you do.
Yeah, man. See you at Delaware soon, bud.
There you go. All right, so I guess that brings us to our last segment of the day. This is a pretty quick one today. This wasn't bad at all. Where we went around and we asked people that want to remain anonymous. Next time we should tape it, even have to blur them out and change their voice, which would be funny. We went around and we asked people in the industry. We just told them, if you were spring cleaning, that's what we call this segment, spring cleaning, what would you take out of horse racing? What would you clean? What would you clean? What would you remove, basically, of horse racing? I think we gave all of our answers to Tom, and Tom put them together, and I guess all the multiple answers, because I asked.
Yeah. Them. Yeah, no, Randy has trouble writing, so he tasked this to me. But yeah, you're right, Randy. Anybody that we had multiple answers, we actually had a lot of answers, so thanks everybody who we asked. I think next time we put them on screen and just block out their face with a voice, like a voice box.
Yeah.
Kind of like within the witness protection program, because there's some controversial ones. There really are. Yeah. We will start with the 10th one. I want to get rid of PETA.
I think that might be, yeah.
That'd be good for horse racing, yeah.
I think, yeah, we've all encountered them.
Multiple people say PETA. That's actually funny.
Yeah, that was actually, we had three people say that. Well, this one's an interesting one. And you guys haven't seen these. This is my favorite one. Pix shows.
Somebody said that to me, but not. Oh, it's probably the same wording. Yeah.
I could watch 10 different pick shows on the Louisiana Derby this week. Why should I? You know what?
Touche.
That's what I got. I got that too. And I thought it was a dig towards us because I did have somebody say, less me to my face. So,
yeah.
I think you're serious.
Hey, I'm just reporting them.
All right. Don't go on. Pick show.
Go on. All right. Our number seven. Pain. Pain for PPs.
Yes.
Get rid of pain for PPs. Okay. Yeah. I got one of those too. Yeah.
A free. Sarah can probably attest. You don't have to pay for your international work, right?
No. And the people overseas don't have to pay for American PPs either. So just the Americans have to pay for the American PPs.
So we're getting rid of cashiers at the program station. All right.
Working out at every other track.
They'll get another job somewhere else.
Yeah.
I'm sure. There's plenty of
jobs at the track they can
take
over.
I'm all about keeping people in play. All right, what's next?
Our number six. The elitism. I want to get rid of the elitism for pricing for big race days, such as the Derby, such as the Preakness, any big race days. Poor man like me can't go these days.
Got a lot of those. Yeah, got a lot of those pricing people out ones. Cheaper. Get people in the door.
Just get people in the door, and not the way Del Mar did for the Breeders' Cup. They got people in the door the wrong way, as far as I'm concerned.
You can't charge that much money. The people that wanted to go couldn't afford to go. People that watch racing, you can't do it.
You don't get the people like us to get that are there that are actually enjoying it. It becomes an event. It's like the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Real fans aren't going.
Exactly. You need the real fans.
Yeah.
All right.
Sport.
This we covered in a couple episodes of How to Fix Horse Racing. I want to get rid of a state-by-state rule system.
That
would be huge.
Yeah, that's.
To me, that's the one of, I'm still puzzled why we haven't gotten rid of that, but there's too many hands in the pot.
Yeah. Which makes sense because I got a lot of people said whip rules in different states or
LASIX
rules in different states. So I guess that all goes to that.
All different drug rules.
Different drug rules, different rules out here in the Mid-Atlantic. You can ride you can ride at Penn National at night in Delaware during the day, a couple hours away, different rules. If I'm a jockey, like, what am I doing? Where am I doing if I'm a trainer? Yeah, same deal.
It's like changing like the holding penalty. In the NFL, if you play in
right,
like you can hold in this one. Wait, where am I? Yeah.
Okay, moving along. Ooh, this could be controversial. No more horse racing on Mondays or Tuesdays.
I don't know how I feel about that one.
I heard too much racing. Like, get it all compacted more.
Yeah,
make it more an event. So I guess that's what that is.
Could be, I think a couple people were saying like it less horses, like you said, less horse racing to make it more to make it more marketable, like football.
Yeah, make it more of an event. Yeah, I mean that's tough though,
because
and you know what? There's people that want to watch racing on Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah, and again, hey, I'm just reporting them.
Yeah.
I'm just reporting. We have a lot of friends that race on Mondays and Tuesdays, but it's an interesting one.
Hmm.
We've been reporting on these races for the past few months. I want to get rid of 47 prep races for the Kentucky Derby. Maybe take it down to 10, at the most 20. 47 prep races. That is a hell of a lot.
Yeah, I actually had a conversation with someone who talked about this, and I went into it. Most of the time, I just was like, okay, and laughed. The multiple in states is tracks is kind of, I don't know. Like I think that's a little, maybe each track should have one, not two. I mean, that's get it.
Yeah, Jerome, the Jerome and the Wood.
Yeah, I'm okay with them all. I kind of would be like, well, why doesn't... I mean, there's got to be tracks that are running now that don't get one, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Like a lot.
There are.
Yeah.
Of course.
Why not give them one?
Right.
And I agree, because they start, the preps start in September, which we could really just scrap those and start in January, with the exception of the juvenile.
Of course, yeah.
But like even what, a couple weeks ago, we had 50-point prep races and then a random 10.1 at Turfway. So why?
Yeah, right. Yeah, the random 10 points at Turfway. Why?
Yeah.
Is it just for those tracks to put
stuff in under cap? And if anybody out there can answer this, I wonder if we had that many Derby preps when there wasn't a point system. I mean, I'm sure all these stakes races happened, but were they Derby preps? And I mean, they might have been for three-year-olds. I don't know if they're considered Derby preps because there wasn't a point system.
Yeah.
So I guess it's what you call a Derby prep. I guess it's point races. I guess a three-year-old maiden can be a Derby prep, right?
By sure. Definition.
So I guess it should be like Derby points. Maybe we give more points to less races.
That's actually not. This could be a whole episode.
Yeah, actually, yeah, that's interesting. It's interesting because I get it, but it does get tedious and long.
You're fine even with the point system if you just start in January.
Yeah.
And go.
Yeah, but they only have like a couple weeks, two or three.
Yeah, I think the Smarty Jones, yeah, and maybe two.
Yeah, I mean, that's not a big deal. You're cutting two or three. I mean, might as well keep them all.
But, you know, we go down that rabbit hole. Like, how many Derby winners have we seen come out of the winners of the January prep races? And
yeah,
you know, it's actually a good homework assignment.
Yeah, that's interesting because I get people's point, but also maybe it's good for the sport. Maybe it gets more people there. I don't know.
It could if it gives a track a big handle. If it gives like Sunland Park, for example, this weekend, it might give the track a little bit of a bigger handle.
And they need to make a bigger deal about Breeders' Cup prep races. Ones you're winning, you're in.
That is accurate because all of a sudden it comes and it's
they should make a bigger deal of that. I don't know, but that's not really spring cleaning.
Talk about a whole episode dedicated to one of the things that we're spring cleaning and people want to get rid of. Horse racing Twitter.
Whoo! Yeah, okay.
A lot of people are just sick of it. I know that. I got that. A lot of people are just
negative.
There's so much negativity.
Negativity or just
so
ego,
much like
maniacal,
ego.
Maniacal.
Yeah, a lot of ego driven.
I call it a race. I'm the best capper ever.
Yeah. And then people just being.
And then like, people get mad because you post a ticket and then you don't post a ticket and they get mad if you do it either way.
Why are you posting pictures at fairgrounds? That track sucks. It's like, you know, the guys out here posting pictures.
You like this track, you're not allowed to like this track because I don't.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So
it is. It's
like middle school all over again, where everyone's hormones are crazy and we all hate each other for no reason.
There's
but
some
we
good
just
things
do.
And good people, but I can see people get sick of it.
And
I think the good things have gotten
get burnt out. Well, here's another one.
Oh boy.
And I'm 100% on board for this. Infield fest.
Yes. Yes. I'm sorry. But no one who goes to Enfield Fest is watching horse racing. They didn't even watch the Preakness. Let's just face
don't
it.
Even they're right. There. They're there to get drunk.
Yeah,
and they're not there for. They just did the Preakness. Sure. They just had it for the Preakness. I was gonna go to the Preakness, but I don't want to be. No.
Well, and I'm pretty sure if you survey horse racing fans that show up to the track. How many of them like marshmallow? You'd be really shocked and puzzled
not
why.
Not marshmallows.
Yeah, not marshmallows, the dessert candy thing.
The DJ.
And this is Enfield Fest, second or third time having marshmallow.
Oh, he's going this year too?
Yeah, I told you that.
No, he got canceled last year.
I don't know what he is.
Anyway,
that was COVID.
Anyway.
You guys are young. I don't know this thing. Yes, I don't know marshmallow.
Mark, you could have so many other cool things that I think would attract the audience. But like I always said, horse racing misses that mark every time. Know your audience.
Yeah,
I don't know what you could have on the Enfield Fest, which would be cool, is like have like a couple old time trainers or something and like have symposiums or something like that. Like how fucking cool would that be? Like and just have like bring in a couple like Preakness winners from like the 70s and the 60s and just talk about horse racing and not the shit that's going on. So we had about six people say this.
Yeah. I had a couple said it, like, yeah, I know. Like, but they said like the events, the infield stuff.
Well, everyone, when you hear about music and horse racing, everyone always says Hollywood Park did it right. They had fun Friday night concerts with bands and musicians that were appropriate for the market.
Yeah, that is a fact. That is a fact. And the number one reason why the spring cleaning, our number one pick, was the NBC broadcasts. Now, I know Randy is a big, big fan of the kid, of the figure skater kid who wears the hats.
He loves
it. Yeah, big fan of
Johnny Weir.
Yeah.
I have his poster in the room.
Yes, he does.
You do, above your bed.
Yeah, it's confusing here.
Again, this was, we pulled the right people because, yeah, I mean, come on. Talk about, it's just ridiculous.
Talk about, yet again, horse racing missing the mark.
Well,
the broadcast for the Jersey, the broadcast for the Breeders' Cup, it's so bad.
Have somebody like Nick Zito in the booth and talk and do some analysis. I don't want to look at somebody's outfits and shit. Come on.
No one cares. This isn't Hollywood.
He's a friend of the show. He does a good job. He's fine. It's just what they produce around people. Yeah, I guess when we were talking about this, they said, somebody told me they only have, I think they have 4 years left with the Derby, but this is their last year at the Belmont and Preakness.
We're getting there.
But here's the thing, you're never going to win with them because they're going to look at these numbers and they're so skewed because people watch the Kentucky Derby compared to another day.
Of course, yeah, people who don't even like horse racing.
The ratings go up and up every year because everybody's got a TV and they don't even have the old system they used to have. Now it's just digital. Everything goes up in ratings. So they're just seeing this increase and they think they're doing a good job because they're not listening.
There's so many stories
you could do. Remember when they used to do the stories about each horse?
About each single horse, about the trainer.
Yeah.
An exercise rider. The exercise rider that's been at Churchill for 25 years.
Yes.
Oh, there he is.
And another thing is what they could do is, hey, maybe a way to help introduce people into the sport. The undercard for the Derby has also some awesome horses that come to compete under the Twins.
Pat Day Mile is one of my favorite races.
Okay. All right. Let's end this because it's getting too whining about stuff and being negative. So I don't want people to do that. That's kind of the problem that most people said was the negativity. So let's not be negative. Those are just things that we think, well, people think will help.
Yeah.
Seems like we agree on them. I had, a couple.
I had some good conversations.
But tell us what you think out there. If you were spring cleaning, you take of horse racing, or tell us you like one of the things. Maybe you are a marshmallow.
We didn't.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Cool. Yeah. We welcome that. And like I said, I don't want to be too negative on ending it. Yeah.
No, or even, let us know what you would maybe want to see changed. Your thoughts on what we this industry could use.
Yeah, so that'll do it, guys. So remember, like, subscribe. We are putting out a lot of stuff coming up. We're going to be doing a March Madness.
Press the like button.
Press it.
You don't have to slam it. Just, you can tap it. Well, we've got, we just filmed another episode of Off the Rail. AJ and myself, and we're wrapping up our March Madness of the 64 greatest American thoroughbreds of all time. The committee is dotting I's and crossing T's, so look out for that soon. And I know we've got Randy and Sarah doing a couple cool things internationally too.
Yeah, we're gonna see the horse to watch. We did a couple weeks ago, Azur Coast, is going to be competing in the UAE Derby, which is a Derby prep race.
And it goes Pinehurst.
So, we'll see. Yep, going against Pinehurst. So we'll see if he gets those points. And if he does, cross our fingers, we'll have the enjoyment to see him run here in the States.
I hope so.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Cool. Good luck, everybody. We'll see you later.